What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ray Phillips, and it's the host of the Sit Down Podcast. Hey, man, I just wanted to get on for a quick rant. I have some free time. We're driving home from work today, so I decided that I needed to jump in and just have a conversation. So this conversation is going to be based on the tenure of my marriage and how God shifted to the trajectory, of my life through my marriage. And when I say that, I don't say it lightly. I don't say it lightly because he really did, right? So prior to being married, I was a low down dirty dog. That's what I was. I believed that I was a womanizer. I believed that I didn't have any integrity in that, in those spaces prior to being married. You know, my value of myself was down, you know, before I said I do. You know, and I really didn't have, a direction in which I thought my life would take before I said I do. As a matter of fact, leading into I do, I was still being a low down, dirty dog. As a matter of fact, it's only by God's grace that we even got to a space of I do. You know, the 8 months or so my wife and I were friends on and off before we got married, there were some mixed signals thrown her way by me. And, you know, looking back at it retrospectively, I'm kind of hurt by it, right? You know, when we're in our spaces of doing things that, you know, aren't necessarily what we should be doing if we're in a position of courting someone. You know, we shouldn't be out here, you know, cheating on the one that we're courting. We shouldn't be out here, you know, selling false hopes and dreams to other women. You know, we should be focused in on what that looks like for the one who we're courting. But I thank God that she saw past, you know, my immaturity, my wife did, and still wanted to spend the rest of her natural born life with me. You know, from the moment I said I do, my life shifted. You know, I went cold turkey with conversations with other women, and we got eloped. So it wasn't like one of those things where it was planned out. I knew it was coming, like all of those things. No. We went to a courthouse, we signed some documents, we paid a couple dollars, and we got married. And, you know, as a 26-year-old, looking back at it now, as a, or yeah, 26, going on 27-year-old, I had no idea what I was doing. As a matter of fact, I had no example of what marriage looked like. I had no example of what a healthy relationship looked like. I had no example of what a good steward of my finances looked like. I had no clue. I literally walked into what my marriage is today blindly, right? And that caused so much strife in my marriage. You know, the beginning of it, you know, we would argue and I would walk out because I didn't understand how to cope through an argument in the marriage relationship. When arguments happened prior to marriage, I would run away. And not really run away in the sense of me actually moving at a fast pace, but I would not communicate with that person anymore because I just didn't understand, you know, why did you want to argue with me? You could have argued with anybody else in the world, but you decided that, you know, it's me that you want to argue with. So when it came to arguments with my wife, I would leave. I would go to the bar and I would sit in spaces where I knew I did not belong, but it was comfortable for me to be there. As a matter of fact, there was a running joke with a brother of mine that said, I'm going to the office. Whenever there was trouble, I would say, I'm going to the office. And I would drink my troubles away. I would drink how I felt, you know, away. I would drink until I couldn't remember certain things or instances. And those very arguments or misunderstandings that we would have would get swept under the rug because I wasn't man enough to fight through what it looked like in that space of my marriage. You know, and we're coming up on 10 years. To God be the glory. It's going to be 10 years, March the 19th. And my wife and I said I do. And we have been figuring out what marriage has looked like. We've grown together. We've cried together. We've laughed together. We had many ups. We had many downs. But the one thing that I can say is that we are very, very consistent in this thing called marriage. We're in a great space now where we're working through every situation that comes up, whether it be good or bad. We work through it together because what we realize is that it's her and I. You know, the Bible says that when you marry someone that you two souls cleave together and they become one. Once we realized that we were legitimately one soul going after the things that we were called to go after, we begin to be able to have real conversations. We begin to understand that when those situations arise, it's not me versus my wife, it's us versus it. Whatever that situation is, we can conquer it together, right? So we learned that in that space. And man, I just had to come in and have this conversation because someone might be dealing with the thought of divorce or separation or, you know, just wanting to get up out of that situation. But the one thing that I know for sure and the two things that I know for certain is that when we made our vows to our spouses, we didn't have an exclusion in there. You know, we said generic vows, and some of the things that stuck out to me the most in those generic vows was sickness or health, richer or poorer, and to death do us part, right? So that means that I'm not able to concede or throw in the white towel and surrender the defeat of what this marriage looks like because I'm in my feelings or she's in her feelings. No. If we're richer or we're poor, we've seen some poor days in our marriage. We've seen some rich days in our marriage. We've seen some days where health got really, really bad. But guess what? We stuck it out. We've seen some times where when we first got married, you know, she probably was 100 pounds soaking wet. I was 195 pounds soaking wet. But now we've gained over 100 pounds and we've been able to stay in those spaces when the physical portion of who we were changed. But we realized that we didn't fall in love with what each other looked like. While that may have been the first attractor, that physical attraction is what got us to come into alignment with one another, however we learned each other. As a matter of fact, we're continuing to learn each other every single day. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not learning who my wife is or finding out who she is. You know, the Bible says that a man who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. The issue is we as men, we stop once we find our wives in the natural, right? But we have to continue to find her daily. You know, we will obtain the favor the more that we unpack or the more we peel back the layers of the onion of our wives, the more that we continue to seek them continuously, we will continue to get more and more favor. When I locked into who my wife was, God showed me the most favor. Oh my God, that blessed me. So when we get to spaces where we begin to really understand who we are, because again, I said a little bit earlier in this podcast, when we get married, we cleave to one another and we become one. So ultimately, when you're talking to your spouse, you're talking to yourself, right? If you can't hold yourself accountable, you can't hold nobody accountable, and you can't ultimately hold yourself. That was kind of weird. Sorry about that. But yeah, hold on. Let me get a drink of water, y'all. Again, these are raw and uncut. So let's get back to it. So now we're in a great space in our marriage. And people are beginning to attach themselves. Married couples are beginning to attach themselves to us. And I know that it's not because of where we are today that they're attaching. While I kind of believe that it is, but they don't understand the hell that we had to go through in order to get to where we are right now. And for the most part, we kept everything internal inside of our dwelling place when it came to arguments or struggles or anything like that, because we didn't want people to judge us. We didn't want people to have an opinion about the way that we were living. So we kept it inside. But we're in a space now where we can talk about those things so that the next newly married couple doesn't have to go through the same things that we went through. I have two siblings who was recently married in the last 2 years, and they don't have to, if they open up, they don't have to go through the challenges or the setbacks that my wife and I went through. If they open up and ask the question and say, "Oh, Ray, you know, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z. Did y'all deal with that?" Absolutely. Let me talk about it. You know, so I'm glad that we're able to be the light for somebody else, man. So just a little bit about my marriage and how excited I am for this upcoming anniversary, man. It's going to be super huge. She might listen to this podcast, so I can't give y'all the 411 on what's going down because it's a surprise. You know what I mean? So I don't want her to be like, "Here, I heard on a podcast." I don't know if she listened to it, so we're going to leave that alone. She's probably not one of the five, but I'm still going to come back and tell y'all the next rant. I'll tell y'all what happened. But I'm super excited for what it is, what it's going to be, and how it's going to turn out, man. I'm just fired up about what that looks like for my life right now. And I'm excited for what's going to happen in here in the next, you know, 5 to 10 more years that we're able to dwell together, be together. You know, as long as God keeps us together, we're going to be together. And, you know, that D word, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, I think that's how you spell it. It's not allowed in our space, you know, ever. It can't be in our mind. We're not allowed to talk about it. Why? Because if you give that word power or life, then it's a possibility that something can creep in and make it happen. So I just wanted to talk about that briefly. Don't forget to go check out my book, man. That joins on Amazon, Unlocking Inner Motivation by Ray Phillips Jr. Man, it's a quick read, about 6 chapters, 25 pages, something like that. It was supposed to be an ebook, but my mother, my father, and my stepmother said, "Hey, you know, I'm not much of an electronic person. I'm more of a physical page. I can touch the pages person. I need the physical copy." I said, "You know what? I'm going to make a physical copy just for you guys." So yeah, go check that out. It's also on anywhere that you could get an ebook, Kindle, Apple Music, Apple iBooks. You can grab it as well. Yeah, man, just go support. You know what I'm saying? Go support. I appreciate everybody who tunes in consistently. Be on the lookout for the Fresh Perspective podcast, man. That thing. We are currently recording episodes as we speak. We're recording, you know, episodes so that we can drop them continuously throughout the year. That is going to be super dope. Episode 1 will be dropping here in the next few days as we approach March. Episode 1 was super dope. It was myself and Levi Tucker II, and we interviewed each other for this particular episode. We talked about a quick recap, you know, kind of how we got together, how we formed, you know, what's been going on in the midst of us, you know, coming back together to pull it all in for the Fresh Perspective podcast, which, again, that's a super dope joint. I was able to go back and give back to the students of my high school that I graduated from 20 plus years ago. I was able to give back my time in a space where it was panel based. There were other alumni. I think we had 30 or 40 alumni come out on a Saturday morning to talk to the current students and parents of those students. They were able to ask questions and, you know, they had comments, and, you know, we were just really able to give our answers to the question, you know, raw, uncut, and authentic. So that was pretty dope. And then finally, lastly, I wish I had my board in front of me. I would hit the buttons. But again, I'm driving to the crib from work. But yeah, anyway, lastly, you know, be on the lookout. I have begun to write the book through the coach's eyes. It's going to be dope. That launch date is probably, we're probably going to press that out. I think launch it out Thanksgiving time frame. Get it out around that time, Thanksgiving, Christmas time frame. I really believe that this book is going to revolutionize how people approach leadership. And it's just the lessons that I've learned over the last 25 years of being in coaching, and really pulling things from what that looks like, man. And I'm super excited about it, because I believe that it's going to put me in rooms and on stages that I once weren't able to get on, was not able to get on before without it. But I'm excited for what that could look like, or what that would look like in the future. And I don't know if you guys can hear me. It's still recording, and it might have etched out on y'all because I was driving over a bridge. So I'm not sure if that's still recorded. Hope it did. But if it didn't, yeah, I mean, it must have not been meant for you guys to hear it, which is perfectly fine. And just remember, man, here goes a quick reminder for everyone who's listening, man. Just because the season changed don't mean the love gotta change, man. Love on your people, man, before they are no longer here. Love on them, hug on them, tell them how much you care for them. Allow them to smell their roses now, because once we're gone, we can't smell our roses, man. If you stuck in with this rant, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm actually going to name this something today. I'm not just going to call it Ray's Rant. I'm actually going to name it something different. Don't know what I'm going to name it yet, but I'm going to name it, you know. And yeah, man, I appreciate you for rocking with your boy for the last 18 minutes, man. Remember, this is Ray Phillips, this host of the Sit Down Podcast. Do me a favor and share this podcast out with some family and friends. And do me a favor, leave a review. It takes you a few seconds to leave a review, man. Leave a review. Tell me how you feel about the podcast. Yeah, leave me a rating, man. You know, you already spend your time listening. You might as well leave a review and leave a rating. Help your boy grow in this podcast industry, man. Y'all be blessed. Have a great day. Peace out.